Good morning. Welcome to Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news. And a Wednesday installment of Not Necessarily the News, where this morning we replaced the real news with Folgers crystals.
Don't ever joke about that.
They noticed. Welcome our Hank Facebook Livers. Streaming what you can see and hear now on the radio. Well, we all saw it a couple mornings during the show. It was the Bezos flight, and boy, that's getting all the flack right now on the days after and whatnot. It was successful, but even though it was, and she went up there for 10 and a half minutes, we'll call it. Katy Perry yesterday was denied by the FAA. What? And the entire Blue Origin crewmates, too, Gail and Lauren and the actual smart people that were there. They do not qualify, according to the FAA, as astronauts. Because their spacecraft was entirely controlled from the ground after blasting into space, and they really didn't do anything on there. They were largely just passengers. So the mission did not meet the FAA criteria.
Maybe it's the lack of a PhD for in astronomy or astrophysics.
I don't think that has anything to do. The FAA only recognizes individuals who exceed 50 miles in an FAA-licensed autonomous vehicle in space. So they didn't go far enough.
Keep going, Katie. Keep going.
They classify Katie and her crewmates as, quote, space travelers.
Or space cadets.
There it is. Maybe with those little outfits, perhaps. But don't worry, Katy Perry, because you're always...
Because, baby, you're a firework. You're work.
You are.
He knows.
Thank you, Bezos.
So Matthew Perry left this world back in 2023, but is still making personal appearances with his old castmates. You may not know the name Maggie Wheeler, but listen to this voice.
Janice?
Oh, my God.
So shortly after his passing, the actress says that she was in a neighbor's pool. No one else was around, and she was thinking about her old compadre. Said out loud, just kind of look out for him. Then two hawks promptly flew in. One circled around her head. She said it was a beautiful moment. And if you're into that kind of stuff, thinks it could be him visiting from beyond. By the way, poor Matthew Perry passed away due to the side effects and acute effects of ketamine.
Hawk. All right. While we're on the subject of death, Wink Martindale, the longtime TV game show host.
He is so dreamy.
Passed away at the age of 91. According to Wink, over his career, he hosted... In addition to those that never really made it past the pilot episode, over two dozen game shows.
Wow, that's amazing. Because there's so many shows that are pilots and just...
Tic-Tac-Doe was one of his biggest, of course, back in the day. And that ran in syndicate. It probably is still on the game show network going now.
We're
going
to win.
Gambit. And then... he was the host of Joker's Wild on a Wild Card Wednesday. About that. So, Wink Martindale, 91. Bless you, Wink.
So, the Blue Origin had quite a voyage last Monday, but not everyone may be meant to go into space, JB. Namely, Luke Bryan, who chimed in about the idea and what his family seems to think about it.
I think I would get a resounding no. From
oh, you
family.
Would.
Yeah, it yeah. would be a it'd be a very delicate negotiation. I probably would do it just
you
because
would.
I think so. I mean, you got to take that chance. But now that I've said that publicly, I'll have to have the negotiation.
Can we?
Oh, he's negotiating.
Can
Stop
we?
It. Be- listen.
Can we?
So I have another reason to love him. And more proof that he could be one of the best humans walking the earth. He just teamed up with Raising Cane's for the Boyer Foundation. Now that is to raise money for congenital heart disease in children and to support the Down syndrome community in honor of his niece, Sadie Boyer, who passed away at just 7 months old from a heart defect. And she also had Down syndrome.
Yeah, I saw he ran a... I don't know where this... I think it was in Nashville, a Raising Cane's drive-thru.
Yes.
Last week. which...
That's enough. Leave it alone.
Want my three-finger combo after that. By the way, speaking of other Luke Bryan news, to show maybe I can love him. He went to go see the Minecraft movie with his kiddo, and he was prepared.
I educated myself about the chicken jockey.
Yeah, the chicken jockey.
And we had to make sure that he didn't get him and him. You know, the friends didn't get in trouble. I don't know how I found out about the chicken jockey, but I got in front of the chicken jockey.
So, yeah, that's, of course, the chicken jockey craze in the Minecraft movie when Jack Black says,
"Chicken jockey!"
And then everybody goes insane.
Everybody panics.
So, Luke Bryan was on top of that.
I got in front of the chicken jockey.
Working at a Raising Cane will help you with that. Congratulations, Luke. I did my best.
So I'm sorry, ladies, but there is one less hottie over 50 off the market. This time, it's the Golden Bachelor, Jerry Turner, who has a brand new lady friend. He says it's going well, does not want to jinx it by talking about it too much, and is going in with a slow roll. Now, they've both got daughters, lots in common, and he says it's been fun. He was diagnosed with Waldenstrom's macroglobulinema last December.
It's a little
different. It's a type of cancer. Says he's not undergoing treatment, but when he turns 75, yeah, may have to ramp that up a little bit. But it's doing well.
If only Wink Martindale had a game show that could have set him up with somebody. Starbucks announced they are updating its uniform policy. Hello to them next door.
Hi, guys.
They get a free plug on the broadcast every day right there on the, not necessarily the news live stream. Beginning May the 12th, Starbucks baristas in North America will have to wear solid black tops to, quote, allow their iconic Starbucks green apron to shine and create a sense of familiarity.
Doesn't everybody wear customers. Black anyway? It's gonna
shine.
Chris, baby, it's a firework.
And then finally, trying to go to court on this, Jurassic Park star Sam Neill is trying to take somebody to court to end the self-checkouts at the supermarket.
What?
Yes. He's going to try. And I can't say I'm not with him on this. So, he's going to try to do this to put the self-checkout system on trial in some way, shape, or form.
So he's trying to put the self-checkout out of business.
Yeah, he's the biggest name to really try to speak out about this. Unfortunately, they tried to get his Jurassic Park co-star, Jeff Goldblum, to be a spokesperson. But Jeff Goldblum just can't figure out a self-checkout line at all.
Well, you know? Welcome. Please scan your first item.
Yes. So
please scan your first item.
You got these little lines.
The
you got to scan.
Place your item in the bagging area.
Oh, it's a laser.
Each item must be placed in the bagging area.
This is fun. Yes.
Place your item in the bagging area.
Sorry.
Please wait. Help is on the way.
Okay.
Your order contains
the banana doesn't have one.
Help is on the way.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. KB and Heather Lee.